by Samaya Thai from Princeton, Subang Sui from Texas A&M, and Vince Poore from Princeton, and Jose Mora from Cunningham.
Okay, I will catch up. lost the time. So here the title is very simple. We talk about distributed Kalman filtering. So Kalman filtering is well known, but the distributed one is known as a hard problem. Okay, so we establish some asymptotic convergence result. Before I start, I want to give most credit to Sumar Kar and the co-authors. So I did a little in this. Let's motivate the talk a little bit. So let's say we have a random field where things going on as a linear regression model. So here W is noise such that the whole vector to estimate is a vector random process. Okay. So each sensor here have a partial observation of this whole vector in the sense that this observation matrix is usually a fat matrix. Okay. So each sensor itself cannot basically have a good estimate of the unknown vector, okay? So what do we do? So we should allow sensors to collaborate in a distributed way in order to achieve the best, if possible, estimation performance. But we don't know whether we can achieve the same performance as a centralized counterpart where, for example, if you have a huge sensor where you have a big C matrix to stack all the small C matrix, okay? So can we achieve the same performance as those as that centralized solution? So that's our goal to establish, okay? So of course, this kind of application can be applied to many new scenarios, such as smart grid. You do state estimation for all the buses, social networks, so on. Okay. So for this problem, many people were interested and did a lot of good work. But usually, this kind of distributed estimation is consensus-based or some distributed optimization-based. Okay. So as a limitation, usually the error stability is not guaranteed if we assume that at each sensor, the local decodability, detectability is not enough, and we only assume that if you can stack all the C matrix together, you can have certain detectability. So that's so-called, we call it global detectability, okay? Basically, we're assuming the same thing as a centralized solution, okay? But we can only do things locally. In that case, the existing result didn't guarantee this kind of error stability, okay? So how to define that, we'll show in our main theorem later on, okay? So in certain special cases, the asymptotic stability was established, but under very strict condition. So in this work, we'll show you that we just need some very weak assumption on the system so we can prove asymptotic stability for the error covariance matrix, okay? So recently, actually, this is a previous work of this one. So same author, same first author, Suma. So basically, in that work, we assume that among the sensors, we allow at each period, we'll allow one round of estimate swapping between one pair of neighbors, okay? And with that kind of gossip approach, we can prove certain asymptotic stability for the error, okay? So the main technique is using random dynamic system of result, okay, in the sense of Arnold. So, however, in that work, we didn't explore one another freedom, whereas in addition to allow estimate swapping, we can also allow observation swapping, okay? So if we do that, how much improvement we can have? And if we do that, how fast we can approach the centralized performance, okay? Actually, we found that with this new freedom, the whole analysis tool we used here cannot be applied anymore, sorry. So we have to reintroduce certain new tools to analyze the performance, okay? So let's start with the setup. So let's say we have collect agents or sensors, okay? So we want to estimate a vector random process, okay, along the time. So we allow communication between sensors, okay? So here the rate is, I don't want to offend the column theory guy, but here rate is totally irrelevant to column theory rate. So the rate here defined as the link activation rate. So per second, how many link is activated, okay? So that's what we mean by link. And also the random, the communication scheme along time is random, okay? Here, we assume that we have a constraint on the largest communication rate you can assume, okay? So actually we show that any positive rate is enough. So that's the main approach. At each moment, period k, okay? So here is k, k plus 1. So first we do observation, okay? Each sensor do observation. Then we do communication among sensors. So the communication is divided into two parts. First we do estimate swap. So each, we pick, randomly pick a pair of neighbors to swap their previous estimate, okay? After that, we allow multiple rounds of observation. We call it aggregation, okay? So swap means you don't keep yourself, your own estimate. You only get your neighbors. But aggregation means you also keep yourself, your own observation along with neighbors, okay? So that's different. And we're going to limit the total communication rate by a certain upper bound, okay? So we're going to show you that such kind of estimate swapping is enough to guarantee asymptotic stability of the estimation error, okay? And the extra observation aggregation process can dramatically improve the estimation performance in terms of the speed to converge to the centralized performance, okay? So in this protocol, we call it modified gossip-based interactive common filter, okay? So MGKF. So we have certain setups, okay? So as I said, I want to limit the total rate of communication less than certain upper bound. So the how many communications we have? We have two types. One is estimate swapping, okay? One, another is observation exchange. So the average sum of this kind of link use should be limited by this upper bound. So that's our rate constraints, okay? And now we want to give you certain details about these two kind of communication in the network. One is estimate swapping, another is observation exchange or aggregation. So the first one is estimate swapping. In this case, what we do is, what we list here is a very simple scheme, okay? It's not, we are not limiting ourselves to this one, okay? Later on, we're going to summarize what's the requirement for a scheme to be a reasonable scheme in order to guarantee our result, okay? So let's say we just take a simple scheme. We draw, each time we activate the link according to an adjacency matrix, okay? It's a sequence of adjacency matrix which is ideally drawn from a given distribution, okay? So and each time that only one link is active. If the adjacency matrix happen to be an identity matrix, which means no node will swap, they just keep their own estimate. So that's also allowed, okay? So such kind of distribution is defined to guarantee the following property, okay? So if this kind of a distribution is defined and this assumption is held, where basically we assume that the so-called maximum graph, which means although each time we only allow one link to be active, but if you stack all the possible active links over a long time, so the network should be connected. So that's our only requirement, okay? So with that, we have following facts with the protocol, okay? First of all, the adjacency matrix sequence, okay, is drawn from the distribution D as we discussed, okay? As a result, the so-called mean adjacency matrix, A bar, is an irreducible and aperiodic matrix, okay? So that's our requirement on the properties of adjacency matrix sequence, okay? Meanwhile, we also can guarantee that the rate we consumed in this phase, the estimate swapping phase, is less than one half the budget. Remember, we total have gamma bar. Now we consumed at most gamma bar over 2, okay? Now the rest phase is so-called observation aggregation. Okay, so this kind of long words, but the message here is we now have gamma bar over 2 budget for communication between nodes. Okay, then we assume that the whole activation of links is following a Poisson process with the average rate gamma bar over 2. So in this sense, the average communication rate consumption here will be less than gamma bar over 2. Okay, so we don't have time to go to details, but that's what we did in the second phase of communication. Okay, so with that protocol, we can also achieve the following facts. Basically, first of all, the average communication rate we consumed is gamma bar over 2. That's good, because we already used half, now we use another half, so the total is less than gamma bar. That's all. That's what we want. Okay, and let's say we have a sequence of index. Okay, so this basically each vector is a collection of index denoting that at node n time k, so which node give you their observations? Remember, in each period, we allow multiple rounds of observation exchange. Okay, as a result, at the end of this period, each node will have multiple nodes who send their observations to node n. Okay, so we denote such a sequence of index as ikn. Okay, actually, we can show that at the end of each period, although we have small probability that each node will receive the observations from all other nodes, but that probability is strictly positive. Okay, so that's also critical to establish our results later on. But this is also the trouble part, because this sequence is random and actually is non-stationary. So that gives us trouble to prove things. So that's one example of protocols for estimate swapping and observation aggregation. But we are not limiting ourselves to that, because whenever we found a scheme to satisfy certain three conditions, it's good enough. Okay? The three conditions basically saying that the sequence of adjacency matrices we use to decide the activation of links should be ID, okay? And the mean matrix should be doubly stochastic and reducible and aperiodic. Okay? That's the first requirement. Okay? The second is this sequence denoting where you get your where you get observations from should satisfy this probability constraint. We should have a positive probability, okay, to get all other nodes observation. Okay? It can be very small. Second, of course, the total communication rate has to satisfy this constraint. If this is true with a protocol you are designing, then you are happy, because this will lead to all the results we have at the end. Okay? So now we finish the after sensor make observations, we finish the estimate swapping, we finish the observation aggregation. Now it's time to update your own estimate, right? So here we assume that in the estimate swapping phase, what we swap is a prediction, okay, based on the previous result you get and the error coherence matrix. So you swap this with one of your neighbor, okay? So which neighbor you pick, we denote for the node n, we denote that the neighbor you pick is nk over bar at time k. Okay, so this is the swapping phase. Then the observation aggregation give you that at the end of each time k, sensor n will have a vector of observations from other nodes that you have talked to. Okay, so maybe from one hop talk or multiple hop talk, due to this kind of exchange. Okay, then based on this result, we take the predictor to one step further. Okay, so to minimize mean square error, so this is a well-known format for that. At the same time, we update the error coherence matrix. So if I get these two values together, so we are ready for the next round iteration, right? So each time we do this, you can see that with this kind of predictor, we can see what we are doing is just a special case of common filtering. Okay, so readily we can implement what we are doing by utilizing the results in common filter literature. Okay, so the implementation is not our focus. Our focus is if we do that, what kind of property we have asymptotically over the error coherence matrix. Okay, so we can show that at each node n. Okay, so error coherence matrix involves according to this Riccardi recursion. It's quite complicated. Okay, it itself is random, so it's a random sequence of matrices. Okay, So now we want to know in which sense asymptotically this guy is stable. Okay? So what can we establish regarding that? So in order to do that, let's make this representation a little bit cleaner. Okay? So basically we define a Riccati operator is basically function mapping, okay, based on that Riccati recursion. So with this definition of this particular function, we can rewrite the evolution of error covariance matrix according to this very simple form. Okay? So you can see that there is a modulation factor here. Basically, is this sequence of indexes which tell you where you get observations from. Okay? And because this sequence is non-stationary, this whole thing is non-stationary. Okay? So that's really bad. So the result we had before cannot be used here. Okay? So what we can get here? So we need to make two weak assumptions, okay, in order to establish our main result. The first one is we assume that in the linear regression model for the unknown vector, so this pair of matrix, so this is the F matrix, remember, that's a linear regression matrix, and the noise coherence matrix. So this pair is stabilizable, okay? So, of course, the positive definition of this error noise coherence matrix is enough to ensure that. So it's not that strong here. The second one is also not strong because even for a centralized scheme, we require this condition, okay? It's so-called global detectability. So this pair of matrix, say, is a stack of all the small observation matrices, okay? So this we require to be detectable, okay? Then it's enough. We only require this similarly as a centralized scheme. So the main result we can establish is for each node n, okay? Remember, we are having a distributed estimation scheme, so we have to guarantee the estimate is good at each node. Okay, so first of all, we can show that the error covariance matrix is stochastically bounded. Okay, so here the norm can be any norm. Okay, another result is let's say we randomly pick a node. Okay, so this process can be modeled as drawing from a distribution uniformly. Okay, from node index, the covariance matrix at that particular node will converge to a distribution. Okay, so that's shows us that we can converge to the same performance as a centralized scheme. Okay, so same distribution as a centralized scheme. Okay, so the last result is how fast we converge to a centralized scheme. We show that the speed of approaching centralized scheme is exponential over the rate gamma bar. Okay, so this result is for any finite given gamma bar, but if we increase this one, the speed you approach a centralized scheme can be exponentially faster, okay? So how do we prove this? 1 minute, I just sketch it. Remember, the trouble is this guy is not stationary. So what do we do is, first of all, we construct a hypothetical process, of course, by modifying this process. And that process is stationary, okay? And with that hypothetical process, we can apply the result in RDS, random dynamic systems, okay? So we have a lot of interesting results there, okay? And we also show that the so-constructed stationary process which leads to this RDS, the RDS itself can be shown to be so-called order-preserving and strongly sublinear. Those are the terms used in the RDS literature, okay? So then with the assumption we have, such as global detectability and the connection, the connectivity assumption we have over the network, the convergence result for this hypothetical process can be established. But now what? This is not for the original process, right? So now is the key. So basically by utilizing the effect, this process is not stationary, okay? But it is geometrically ergodic. So that's the key property for us to build a connection, actually step-by-step connection between the hypothetical process and the original process. Then the convergence result we got from this stationary process can be equally applied to the originally non-stationary process. Okay? So conclusion, basically we establish stability result for distributed common filtering, where we only assume weak assumptions on global detectability and connectivity of network. Okay, so this whole analysis requires a totally new approach. Okay, to solve this Riccardi recursion system. Okay, which is non-stationary. Okay, and we have several results on convergence established. We also show that the performance can approach the centralized performance, which is optimal you can do, okay, exponentially fast over the overall communication rate in the network. Okay, thank you.
Can you say anything about monotonicity of convergence to the centralized solution?
That's a good point.
There's a lot of monotonicity results in the Riccati equations, but I'm not sure.
Yes. Actually, here we this order preserving is about the monotonicity of that Riccati operator. So we do utilize such property to prove things. Yeah. So we don't call it monotonicity; we call it order preserving in that literature. Yeah.
A short question: where does this concept of estimate swapping come from? I mean, wouldn't you just keep your own estimate?
Oh, you mean why we just do prediction instead of estimate, right? Is that what you're asking?
No, you have this estimate swapping. So each center node doesn't keep its own estimate. You just get rid of your own. You dump it, basically.
So definitely, it's better to keep your own, also get your neighbors. But if you do that, the whole process is super complicated to formulate. But the good point is, without keeping yourself your own estimate, we're already able to establish this convergence result.
So basically, there's a lower bound on any method which would keep your own estimate?
Not either, we know. But we predict with that, probably you can converge a little bit faster. But the way to analyze that is super complicated.
I understand.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The problem is that if you swap and you keep, then you lose a very nice property in common filtering, which is essentially the you are using several times the same observations over and over. So this thing keeps the observations. The structure of the filter is such that you preserve, you never use the same observations over and over.
Thank you again.
Thanks.